This is KERA News. More than 38,000 people are detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Medical experts say they're being held in facilities that are tinderboxes for a coronavirus outbreak. Now many are calling for them to be released. KERA's Mallory Falk reports.
Diana has breast cancer. That puts her at a higher risk of getting really sick from COVID-19. But she's not social distancing, wearing protective gear, or keeping hand sanitizer at the ready. She says none of these things are possible because she's locked up in immigration detention. Diana says she was already sick when she arrived here. She doesn't want to end up dying from something else entirely. But she's terrified that might happen. Diana speaks over a muffled phone line from a detention center in southern Louisiana. She's from Cuba and asked that we not use her last name because her asylum case is still pending. She says she can't even take the most basic precaution, keeping her distance from other people, because she lives in a room with about 45 other women.
This is just a public health nightmare waiting to happen.
Alan Keller is an associate professor at New York University's Grossman School of Medicine. He says the conditions are ripe for coronavirus outbreaks in immigration detention centers.
One would be hard-pressed to think of a more efficient system to develop for spreading this very contagious virus.
For one, he says these are enclosed and often overcrowded facilities with limited health care. They're not fully sealed off from the outside world. Guards who might have come into contact with the virus come and go. And detainees sometimes get transferred from one facility to another.
If somebody from another facility who's unknowingly infected is transferred, you're going to get spread of the disease.
Diana was transferred to Louisiana from an El Paso detention center in early March, more than a month after the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the U.S. A group of more than 3,000 physicians recently sent a letter to ICE asking the agency to release detainees while their legal cases move forward, particularly adults over 60 and people with chronic medical conditions. Ranit Mishori was one of the physicians to sign on. She's a professor at Georgetown University School of Medicine and a medical advisor for Physicians for Human Rights. Mishori says ICE doesn't have a great track record when it comes to healthcare.
We have a very recent history of disease outbreaks already occurring, like mumps and chickenpox. We have a very recent history of reporting of medical negligence, of very subpar medical care.
She notes many detainees haven't been accused of any crime except civil immigration violations, and ICE has the authority to release them on bond or parole.
These people are not being incarcerated specifically because they are a danger to our society. So when you're weighing, like when you're balancing out, should we be holding these folks against the advice of public health experts, it's really important to consider that.
Allegra Love is an immigration attorney and advocate and director of the Santa Fe Dreamers Project. She says the anxiety and confusion most people are feeling right now are only amplified for people in detention.
You're in a cage and you can't do the things that everyone else can do to protect yourself and your body.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it's taking steps to mitigate the chance of an outbreak, such as screening detainees when they arrive at facilities and separating those with symptoms of COVID-19 from others. It's also suspended social visits to all detention centers. Still, just this week, a 31-year-old man in New Jersey became the first detainee to test positive for the virus. An employee at a facility in Texas also tested positive. Diana, the asylum seeker detained in Louisiana, says she doesn't see ICE taking action to protect people like her. There's no hygiene, no precaution of any kind, she says, because to ICE, we're not worth anything. Diana's attorney is asking ICE to release her on humanitarian parole. She has a childhood friend waiting to take her in Florida. A place she thinks she has a better chance to survive the pandemic. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.